The Office of Management and Budget is preparing to mandate changes on how agencies designate both the title and the role of the Chief Information Officer. And this would be the second major modification from OMB to give CIOs more authority over their bureaus. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins me now with details on OMB's plans. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so how does OMB want to change the role and title of agency CIOs?
Well, I think there's two major things going on here, and they're both are kind of related and play off each other. I think first, OMB wants to have one person with the title of Chief Information Officer across the agency. That means no more component CIOs. Basically, if you're the CIO at the Justice Department, there's not going to be an FBI CIO, just as an example. Now, Stephen Van Roekel is the federal Chief Information Officer. He says this initiative is about giving CIOs the ability to reach into those dark corners of the agency where IT spending really does hide. Now, Van Roekel and Jeff Zients, the acting OMB director, offer a little insight into why they believe the change is needed.
To have the authority, have the seat at the table in the investment review board, and then reach down and look at that. And so we're looking at, you know, starting to institutionalize that. This office put out a memo about a year ago, the first one that was issued from me on this topic, and we've been really working hard to figure out how to drive that behavior.
CIOs are weak staff at many agencies.
Many agencies, if they were in a component, they had more budget and more authority than they maybe now have at the top of the org chart, which is an interesting notion, as you can imagine.
Now, Van Roekel presented OMB's next steps to empower the CIOs at the President's Management Advisory Board, or PMAB, last Friday. Now, PMAB is made up of private sector and nonprofit experts who give the government, you know, ideas, best practices around all kinds of backroom, back office type things, such as IT, acquisition, human capital, and financial management. But the idea of hidden IT is just really one example of why OMB believes CIOs need more oversight and authority. Van Roekel says there's too many instances where CIOs don't know when an agency is about to spend IT money on IT until basically it's too late. Jeff Zients, the OMB director, says changing the role of the CIOs will not just help IT, but really help the agency meet its mission more broadly.
I think we're pretty convinced that we want to really push on that. We believe it's right answer because it's how we're going to ultimately get strategic sourcing done. It's how we're ultimately going to have strong portfolio stats. It's also, importantly, how we're going to attract the very best and brightest to do the job.
So Zients didn't offer any more details or timings on what this push means, whether it's going to be another memo or what. And I did send an email to OMB asking for more details, but, again, haven't heard back yet on that either.
Well, both these men come from the private sector. Are there any examples from the public or private sectors that OMB is using to try to model this a new approach, Jason?
I think there's a couple examples in government where CIOs are gaining more authority and control. One obvious one that we've talked about a lot on your show, Tom, is the Veterans Affairs Department. We've talked to CIO Roger Baker. I think you just had him on yesterday. And he often talks about the importance of CIOs having final budget authority. VA was lucky enough to have Congress kind of intervene and give the CIO that authority. I think maybe a better example of what many other agencies will, what path they'll go down, is the Interior Department. They weren't changed by law, but really by policy and leadership. Bernie Mazur is the Interior Department's CIO. He says the difference between now and 4 years ago is really night and day.
Contrasted to 4 years ago is the tenor of the CIO within the Department of the Interior was as a policy shock. It was no service delivery, no assuring the delivery of results or measurements or looking really at the investment from a strategic or a mission driver perspective.
How many bureau CIOs were there?
We had 30 people that nominated themselves as CIOs.
So these guys have gone from one guardrail to another. But, I mean, Steve, this has now become a model.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gone from a worst practice to a best practice.
Yeah, and we've seen this at a few agencies in different extremes. The Clinger-Cohen Act that actually creates the role of CIO in government actually begins by saying the head of agency shall and has all the information. And I think we're just now getting at that inflection point where the view of IT as sort of more of a discretionary thing, tipping over into more of a strategic thing, is starting to be realized.
Now, you heard both Jeff Zients and Steve Van Roekel there talk about the change that is really starting to happen more broadly. Let me give you a little bit of insight into the Interior Department. Ken Salazar, the Interior Department Secretary, gave the CIO authority over all spending over $2,500. From there, Mazur now is asking the bureaus for annual spending plans and is creating a vendor management organization to oversee its purchasing of really common IT, such as desktops or laptop computers, printers, and then also software. And he's trying to take advantage of Interior's size but also the government-wide strategic sourcing contracts. So it's really bringing everyone together all around what they're buying, how they're buying it, to really get more for their money. Mazur actually says he expects to hire someone to lead a vendor management office in the coming months.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and I just want to clarify something you said. Mazur has authority over spending over $2,500. Goes all the way up to him?
It does. It does. You think that's such a little amount, but so much is spent on credit cards. I mean, if you think about, oh, I'm just going to buy this printer, and that's an $800 printer, or I'm going to buy two printers, and you know that he wants to be able to see those really little deals, because that's, again, where the duplication happens. Well, we'll just set up a data center, and it's a small one. We just need five or six servers, and we're only spending, you know, $8,000 or $9,000. What's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal when it's duplication and redundancy, and maybe there's already room in other server farms, if you will, that can handle that. So why spend the money at all?
All right. So there's a broad reform of IT that's being promulgated by the administration. How does this change fit into all those changes that they want to do in the way the government approaches IT overall?
Right. It's one of actually three areas that OMB has really spent a lot of focus on. I mean, we've seen the 25-point plan, and the CIO authorities are part of that effort. But really, really, when you break it down, it's really three things that OMB is really looking to do that's going to have a lasting and long-term effect. It is the CIO authorities, but it's also making better and broader use of investment review boards. Steve Van Roekel says time and again, they were too often considered budget scrub activities versus really using them to say, what are we investing in? Is it the right thing? And then finally, portfolio stat sessions, which is something that he introduced over the last year. And the idea is to bring both the CIO authorities and the investment review boards together around the idea of a portfolio stat, looking at a portfolio of spending across an agency. Van Roekel met with 28 agencies in July about portfolio stat, and agencies submitted plans to OMB in August detailing what areas of the portfolio they're going to address and how much potential savings that could occur.
I mentioned sort of a window of about $500 million last time we met. By the results I've seen, we are going to greatly, by orders of magnitude, exceed that. And you will you'll see that happen. But some early results, Social Security Administration is doing enterprise purchasing for their computer refresh. It's 56% savings per unit. I mean, it's just incredible what's waiting out there. About $60 million next year.
So Van Roekel says a high-level report on portfolio stat is expected in the coming months or so, and we're going to have that public. Obviously, when that comes out, we'll be all over that as well. Now, he also says version 2 of portfolio stat is in the works, and that's going to try to address those hidden or shadow IT, as he calls it, that we talked about earlier. Now, at the same time, Van Roekel says OMB is also trying to teach agencies to use the information from portfolio stat and the investment review boards to make better decisions called evaluation models.
Thinking about how do I get a common view across my enterprise to value these different investments. And so we learned a lot in our trip to Adobe on valuation models and some of our other visits, and we're now delivering training to agencies on actually how to establish a rigor behind valuing this people investment versus this IT investment versus this other investment, and normalize that across so you can actually stack rank this stuff and understand where you draw the line and where to invest and where not to invest.
Now, Van Roekel hopes by infusing all these activities into the budget process and giving CIOs more authorities and responsibilities, agencies can save money and maybe more importantly, or just as important, meet citizen and customer expectations better. And with all the pressures on agencies, especially from the budget, OMB says it's trying to fast-track several of these initiatives to help agencies use the data to make better decisions today and not in 6 months or a year or 2 years from now.
Couple of interesting things, though, from that meeting that we heard, and that is that Jeff Zients says the CIOs at the bureau or less than department level have weak staffs.
Right.
That's tough.
Yeah, you know, that was a little surprising. You know, he didn't get into, again, details on that, and these PMAB meetings are not open to the public. You can watch them online, so you don't really get a chance to follow up and say, what do you mean by a weak staff? And I think, you know, from my coverage of this and knowing Jeff Zients, I think what he's saying is not the CIOs are weak or the staff don't do a good job, but they don't have the authority, the oversight, the control that you would think a CIO should have. When they go and say to, you know, CIO of a headquarters X tells Bureau Y, do this, what control, what ability do they have to make sure that happens? And I think that's what he's saying by weak staff.
And so if you do away with CIOs at all but the department level, I presume they would still be at independent agencies like OPIC or places like that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I don't think he's saying get rid of all CIOs, but just why have, you know, like at Interior, Bernie Mazur is the CIO. The Bureau of Land Management does no longer have someone who has a title of CIO. And someone could say, well, that's just semantics. Who cares what your title is? What job are you doing? But I think, you know, in the government, and let's be honest, society at large, titles do matter. And if you are the only CIO, you then have a you're looked at in a different way than if I'm a CIO and you're a CIO and somebody else is a CIO, and who's really in charge?
Well, if everybody's a chief, I guess nobody is. But what about some of the big bureaus or some of the people that have that job now? Wouldn't they have – they could have personnel actions if they were demoted?
Well, I don't think
have
it's
thought
about
that?
I don't think it's a demotion per se. It's not like, well, you know, at the IRS or at FBI, and those are some of the bigger bureaus, they're going to also not get the same, do the same job that they used to do. It's just a title change in that sense. And then if OMB comes out with a memo or some kind of mandate that says CIOs now have a more broad budget authority, I think that's something that can just happen, and the CIO at the component agency or whatever they're going to be called will still be in charge of that, of the technology at that part of the component agency, but they'll have, you know, maybe someone to answer to who has a title of CIO, and they no longer will have that title. They're not going to lose pay or anything like that either.